I've been talking with Barry Maloney, and he's a tour guide in the south of Ireland. His hometown is Kinsale. He's just written a book on his hometown called Kinsale. And Barry's website is historicstrollkinsale.com. So you'd say West Cork is a state of mind. Uh-huh. Tell me a little more about that, because, you know, I really get this sense that every county has its own pride, almost a national pride. And you've got County Cork and you've got County Kerry down in the south of Ireland, right?
Sure. And County Cork, I suppose, County Cork is, how would I say this with a bit of a sense of humor? We're almost like the Texas of Ireland.
How so? Like everything is bigger and better in Cork?
Well, it's the biggest county. And we think it's the real capital of Ireland. Dublin was under English rule for so long that we think Cork is the real capital. It's also known as the rebel county. And I suppose we have this sense of self-importance that we've divided Cork into regions. So West Cork then would be kind of a farming community, down to earth, mixed with a lot of Germans and Dutch who, to escape the rat race of Europe, moved to Ireland in the 1960s and 70s. And many of them established kind of cheese making and craft businesses and mixed with the farming communities that go back generations. I mean, I don't know, is this a good or a bad thing, Rick? But all my great, great, great grandparents came from County Cork.
Well, what would people in the rest of Ireland say about you if you got long heritage in Cork? Would that be something to brag about or to joke about?
Well, yeah, they'd like to joke about us, you know, that we've got...
How would they joke about it? What's a rude thing somebody from from Galway might say about somebody from Cork?
They would kind of tease us for our sense of self-importance, you know, say that a Cork person with an inferiority complex thinks they're just as good as everyone else.
That's that Irish sort of, you pick up a little bit of wisdom in the pubs when you have had a beer or two and you just get talking with somebody.
Sure,
at the bar
we're not afraid to laugh at ourselves. That's the beauty of it, you know.